Let me tell you what America means to me.
I love talking to you, Tom.
There's a hunger for candid voices.
Absolutely.
The stories of people creating change in Utah. This is Radioactive with Troy Williams.
I was born on the 4th of July in 1933. My cake always had little flags on it. I was the patriotic girl in the family. So when I heard about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it didn't bother me. Even the photos in Life magazine. As a Utahn, I was proud of the fact that we were going to get the nuclear testing here, so very close to us.
Rob DeBurk from Heal Utah is collecting the oral histories of Utah's surviving downwinder population.
Darlene Phillips has spent 35 years of her life as a research patient for the National Institutes of Health in a program aimed at understanding the effects of radioactive fallout on the human immune system. She lives in Bountiful.
I happened to get a job at Bryce Canyon National Park when I was 16, and that put me in a place very close to the testing site. There was a girl in our dormitory whose father worked at the test site. He would call her and say, make sure you get up early and go outside, face west, and watch for the light. So we would all of us troop out onto the catwalk from the girls' dorm. It would be cool, it would be dark, and then suddenly the sun would come up in the west, which should have told me that that was all backwards, that it was wrong.
Like many others who watched the blasts, it wasn't long before Darlene's health problems began.
I was examined by a neuro-ophthalmologist much later. He didn't know much about my history except that there was a problem with my eyes. After he was through looking at my eyes and examining the optical nerve and everything, he pushed everything away and he said, when were you in Japan? And I said, I've never been out of the country. And he said, no, you've been in Japan. And I said, what in the world makes you think so? And he said, because you have what we call radiation cataracts on both eyes. You know, we see it in people who are from Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the cities and towns around there.
Darlene now shares her story so that downwinders will not be forgotten.
It's a poem I wrote. It's called Downwind Fallout. It blew in with a gentle rain, sifted like powder in the winter snows, distilled in the heavenly dew, even came to us in our mother's milk, and yet we never knew. We went down, one by one, family by family, to thyroid and brain cancers, lymphoma, pancreatic and pituitary cancers, and multiple myeloma. But no one saw the connection. The wind and the clouds were our undoing. Unasked questions became our shroud, and as truth came to us in whispers, we learned to speak from the dust out loud. Remember.
Darlene Phillips, a Utah downwinder. Thanks to Rob DeBurk, Heal Utah, and the Utah Humanities Council. This is Troy Williams with KRCL's Radioactive.